T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Come on, man. If you're out there right now before this big game Friday, 12 o'clock, turnover chain. Turnover. Come on, Zach. Turnover chain.
Turnover chain.
Turnover chain.
Turnover chain. Turnover chain.
You can't say it enough, man.
Someone's saying it better than us. That's right.
Well, the guy that came up with it, as you hear it on ESPN, you hear it all the time in town now.
Everywhere.
Solo D, Miami hip-hop artist, joins us here. The creator of the Turnover Chain song. It has been unbelievable. Solo D, man, it's great to have you with us here today.
Man, it's great to be here, man. I'm in the presence of legends. We're feeling undefeated on the Hurricane side, and we're feeling excellent right now.
Hey, did you ever think when you did the Turnover Chain, did you ever think?
Never.
Well, first of all.
Never.
I like that.
It's
that
exploded.
Answer.
Yeah. If you're a Canes fan, you love it. You know the T-shirts. The jewelry,
replica,
selling like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you can afford big dollars or small dollars, everybody wants a chain or a fake chain.
And then
the other part of this, of course, is if you don't like it, people saying bad things about it, which
makes
it just as popular.
That too.
We love that too.
Like, you
got to
take everything with it. We love it. Look, did y'all hear the Notre Dame coach? We can't use that language on here.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, we love all that. It's all publicity because it's used back. You know, and that's
how
what
funny was
be.
That. We'll let them have. When a coach has got his defense together,
let them have their chains. We want the rings.
We want the rings.
Yeah.
We want the
rings.
I want to shut them up today.
That's right. How did
good
that
job
work
with
out?
That, coach.
Yeah.
Good that job, Rudy.
Rudy, that didn't go real well. Go back to that movie, man. You ain't kidding.
Man, that game was awesome, man.
Hey, anyway, you've been a big part of this and what you've done, and people like it, and it's been great. So I want to ask you, you followed up closely. Your favorite guys on that team, on that defense, since you are now the vice president of the defense there.
Man,
what
you know
do you
what,
like?
Man? I appreciate the nomination, you know, first of all, and I do accept that title. You know, I take it. I mean, man, I love the whole defense. Like, that's what I tell to everybody. Outside of this turnover chain and the frenzy of it, that's for the fans. That's for us, the entertainment part. But the defense, the football side of it, they got 23 turnovers. The last, four games until the last one, they had four turnovers each game. Three last game, they almost had it, you know. But that's crazy. These
right.
are like
they were getting five
numbers.
Every game, which is not normal against good teams.
And that's the point I want to keep stressing because, like I said, we're fans. I'm glad I capitalized on it. I love the song. But as a football fan, this is beautiful. Like, this is defense. Everybody knows defense wins championships. So, like, the defense is awesome right now. I'd probably be biased in saying Chad Thomas is my favorite because – I'm cool with him. I know he makes music, you know, but
Booker
man,
T.
I love the whole defense. Exactly.
The pride of Booker T. One of the many. Yeah. He and Mark Walt. Mark probably not upset, not happy I said that, but no. Yeah. Listen, Booker T's had some really good players. Did you see the comment from Joe Reed, Virginia's running back, said, turnover chain spark Miami. Without the chain, they would be a different defense.
The Virginia we just beat or no?
Yeah.
That
Virginia.
Who was it? I don't even
the guy
know.
Guy totally
was.
Gave.
Was it
like,
a different Virginia?
No, he said once the turnover chain, he says once they got that on that pick six and it got him going, like the chain's got special.
That's
it
true.
Just got it.
Nah,
you,
it does,
you buy
man,
into that?
On, yeah. I don't buy into that because in the day.
TV
it's great.
Goes right to it, though.
Yeah, it is. Now, I told you, listen. It's two worlds. You got football world, you got entertainment world. Entertainment world is a spark. That's why the world's talking about us again, of course. Granted, like, it's an amazing marketing strategy, everything. I think it's a great incentive for the players. I think recruiting is going up right now heavy. Like,
yeah.
I think turnover chain was awesome. That was a genius idea. But the defense, you can't, you know, like, they're still playing football at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're throwing it, they're stripping the ball out. getting the turnovers by any means necessary. So
what's been the reaction to the turnover chain for the song? Because we're all, I find it, he's the worst at it. He comes in, turnover chain,
I won't go down during the breaks, and all we have to do is hear it once in the 6 or 7 o'clock hour, and I can't stop doing
we
it.
We kind of screw it up.
I'm walking through the building doing it.
I like it, man.
All the white guys kind of screw it up.
I like it, man. I heard somebody remix it for Jay Cutler, like it was crazy. Like, what did it say? Turnover Jay? No. Turnover
Jay? Is that what they're doing?
They did one Turnover Jay, and then somebody did one yesterday. Turnover Man. Yeah, that was hilarious, man.
Yeah, so.
I hate it. I hate that it's hilarious as a Dolphins fan, but man, it's crazy. Like, it's like people sending me, I have so many videos to post. Like, everybody sending videos of their kids dancing and people coordinating and all this kind of stuff, man. It's wild. Like, I didn't expect that frenzy to go in like that, but it's amazing that right now I was able to position myself to actually even be tied in this conversation right now. Like, ESPN, ABC, even somebody said my name on, what was that, Fox Sports. In the Lions game. Like, they got a turnover in the Lions game.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's right. Crazy.
You realize turnovers are a big part of every game at every level, high school, college, and pro.
Of course.
And we're all talking about the turnover chain.
Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers Twitter account, after they got a turnover in the game, goes, can we borrow, hey, University of Miami, can we borrow the turnover chain? Like, it literally, and listen, I saw you at the tailgate. I think you did, like, a live version of the tailgate. Yeah. You want to talk about one of the most lit tailgates I've ever seen. You bring over Solo D and you start that song, right, and man, everyone wants to be a part of it. Yeah. And I think that that's what, listen, when you have a team like this, it's having a special season, right, and all of a sudden you add in the turnover chain, you add in something like this, and then now, I know you've seen it, you see Oregon trying to put their own little chain together,
Oregon,
and all these other schools, like, come on.
Oregon, I'm ashamed of you. Y'all have too much money for that, okay?
Like, where's the Nike Home chain Depot for that?
Yeah. Like, come on, that's not Nike money. What was that?
Yeah.
First of all, you're trying to knock what we're doing, all right? That's problem number one. And problem number two is you knock it horribly, okay? Fix that, Oregon. Get that right.
That was weak. You think a marketing person from Nike could come up
somebody's
with something,
gonna do something,
right?
Something,
yeah.
Like, come on, that's Oregon. Y'all the Ducks. Like, y'all have some of the coolest uniforms in the game.
Right. Hey, Solo D, I did want to ask you this. So how early... I mean, the turnover chain, you had to kind of wait on this thing to see if this D was going to be what it was supposed to be.
Right.
How early did you come up with this turnover chain?
I did the song after the Syracuse game. I was kind of out of the loop. I was watching, but I hadn't been actually to a Hurricanes game until Syracuse, because I go to like a Wade Dolphins game.
Right.
And then the first game got canceled. So I hadn't caught one. So I hadn't really got to feel the environment. I've been watching it like, oh, that's cool. The chain is cool, but... Until I got into the Syracuse game and actually could feel the energy of what's really happening with the turnover chain, I wasn't all the way motivated to make the song. So then I was in the gym, and I'm looking at ESPN, and they're showing the chain. I'm like, man, the repetitiveness
starts
just
going.
Came in my head.
That's
it. And I do have to say this, and I do have to tell y'all that that's Migos' beat. The original, that song, that's Migos' beat. That's a song called Hannah Montana. So I ended up putting it on there to fit that. And then after ESPN reached out, I'm like, okay, no, we need a... original version. So
you
I
need
had to
your own beat.
Beat.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. So I don't want to get that twisted. I don't want to get sued or anything like that.
So far, so good. We don't need any legal problems.
No, I don't try to get sued either. I'm going to get that original version.
No.
But
give a shout out to your producer, too, who helps you out with all that
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that beat right there was DC Studios. I have producers. DC came through last minute. He took the acapella. That's my engineer normally. And he took the acapella and build it right around to the beat, so I didn't even have to go back into the studio.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was perfect. So that's the version that's on iTunes that I want everybody to go download. Like, everybody, go to iTunes, go to Google Play, download it, Spotify, everything.
All right. So one more time. We're here. We want you to pump up your stuff while you're here. How do you get
Miami that? Sports Music. Listen, I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. I've been doing this for 7 years. Y'all check the resume. I make a song every single week about the Dolphins. Good, obviously, win, lose, or draw. Just did a new song last night, and we just lost 4 games in a row, so it shows you the loyalty. I'm not a new Hurricanes fan either. I've been making Hurricanes songs. Obviously, this is the one that just took off the most. But, you know, check out the YouTube, Miami Sports Music. Check out the website. We have an app. Download the app, Miami Sports Music. Miami Sports Music on all social media. We keep it simple. No, use the Solo D305 Twitter.
All right, there you go. Where'd you go to high school? Are you from down here?
I'm from down here. I'm from around here. I went to Palmetto Senior High. Shout out South
Palmetto,
Dade.
Palmetto, there you go, man. South
I
Dade.
Like it. I like it.
We actually lived all over Dade. I went to Northwestern, too, for a year. But, yeah, Palmetto's where I graduated. Shout out everybody down south. We here right now. Let's
there
go.
You go.
We here. Like, I'm from here. Don't get that
Make
twisted.
Sure you follow the guys on Twitter, at SoloD305, at MIA Sports Music as well. Obviously, You hear us singing it all the time. You see it all over town. When you're driving by somebody in their car or you're driving by a tailgate and they're playing your music.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's got to be nice, like, right?
In the stadium, literally everywhere we walk past, somebody's playing the song.
That's right.
And it's crazy. Like, people are talking about it from all over the world. That's thanks to ESPN, obviously, but different states and everything, they all know. I told you, they just shouted me out in the Lions game. Detroit Lions versus what
again? Yeah,
the Bears.
Great, man.
Somebody got a turnover. He was awesome. Like, oh, that made me think about the Honorable Solo D. I'm like, what? And my cousin caught it because he lives in Detroit. I was at the Dolphins game.
That
I would have never
crazy.
Caught it. So that's crazy that something so random, you know?
That's right.
Solo yeah. D, we got Omar Kelly coming up. We're going to talk about
Omar.
We're going to talk about the Dolphins. So you can stay around with us
heart
for
eight.
That.
That's
listen, Omar,
eight.
We'll try to get Omar probably going to tell you, say some things.
Omar going
to
tell it like it is.
Yeah, so let's have a little Omar come up. We want you staying with us.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And we'll talk to Omar together from the Sun Sentinel. That's coming up next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, let's bring them in. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel as the Dolphins have the day off. Omar, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Joe. Hopefully nobody gets busted at 11 at 8 a.m. in the morning.
we got to keep them out of those 24. You know something? I'm embarrassed to tell you, and we got Solo D with us.
Solo.
I didn't know
what's
there.
Up,
what's up, Omar?
Hey, I did not know that we had 24-hour clubs. I didn't know you could. Huh?
Am I?
You're out of the loop. You're out of the loop, Joe.
No. I'm sounding old and white right now. I did.
They used to have Joe, man.
No, they used to have them everywhere. Yeah. Oh, no, hell no. I haven't seen all morning since I gave up the powder, man. I'm
80s. Gotta go back to the 80s,
man. I ain't doing that natural. For you guys out there doing that natural till staying up that long to party, you're a different breed. There's no question. Hey, Omar, let's jump into all the things we got to get to here. Starting with what do you think about decision if Jay Cutler's healthy enough with this concussion to start against New England? Would you do that or go with Matt Moore?
Oh,
I would go with Matt Moore, but I understand where Adam Gase is. He's still, you know, it. To me, each coach has been different in terms of their personality. And while Joe Philbin, I'm sure, was stubborn, and so was Tony Sperano, Adam Gase is a different level of stubborn and probably a little bit more arrogant than all of them combined. And he is just adamant about proving that he was right about Jay Cutler, even though everybody in the world knows that the Jay Cutler that the entire league knows is the Jay Cutler that the Miami Dolphins got.
Yeah.
I have no doubt in my mind that Jay Cutler is a better quarterback when it comes to studying and better practice performance. But right now, there's a doubt in my mind that for this team, for these weapons, for this offense, I think that Matt Moore is a better quarterback. And the proof is in the pudding. Yeah, you can throw out the Baltimore game and say, oh, well, he got stunk by Baltimore. And I would argue to you that Jay Cutler probably would have got stung by Baltimore with that, you know, with because that's just a physical brand of football that this team is not ready, prepared to play. And with one day of preparation, but Matt Moore has played in the second half of the same game that Jay Cutler has played in the first half. And Matt Moore has outperformed him in both games. I'm not saying that Matt Moore will ever outperform Jay Cutler in practice because I've known Matt Moore since 2011, and I know he's a mediocre practice player. But when it comes to games, he turns it up. He makes the big play come alive. And to me, what this offense is missing is the big play.
Yeah.
And we have seen, what, two from
right.
We've seen two from Jay Cutler, and we've seen about six from Matt Moore.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, man. I just thought this would be an out for the coach to say, I'm giving Jay Cutler the week off. He's my starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go with Matt Moore. This guy's taken a beating this year with his ribs and now a concussion.
Yeah.
And the coach didn't take the bait to do it and go with Matt Moore. I was a little surprised.
Stay down.
Well, here's the situation. And one, if I'm Matt Moore, I don't want to start against the Patriots. That's the team I don't want to start against. You know, neither does Jay Cutler. Nobody, he doesn't want to start against the Patriots either. In Foxborough, somebody's going to have to do it right now.
Yeah.
It's out of Adam Gase's control. It's out of the team's control because it's the NFL concussion protocol. You know, maybe Jay Cutler is ready to pull a Jay Cutler. I don't know. I don't know him very well. I know his reputation. I know what people who've been around him have privately said about him. And everything that they've said, which while I was just like, well, that's not the quarterback that I'm seeing, or that's not the guy that I'm dealing with, it's accurate and it's true. The question is, you know, is he ready to quit on the season? And I doubt it. It's not going to change his national reputation because, you know, it is what it is. He's Jay Cutler. He's the face of the, you know, dejected, not interested quarterback, the guy who's just good enough to entice you but not good enough to actually make you good. That's been his entire career. Now, you know, he came here not even trying to change his reputation. He just wants to win and play one more season. Well, turns out, like, you know, according to his wife, this season's probably a waste for him.
Omar, I think Kenny Stills wants Matt Moore to start a quarterback this week.
You know, a lot of those guys are excited about Matt because he gives them an opportunity to make plays, but they also know that Matt doesn't always do it by script. He doesn't do it by the book, and that's what frustrates the coaches. But, you know, if you make plays, you make plays. You know, that's part of the reason why Matt Moore's not a starting quarterback or has never been given an opportunity to be a starting quarterback. He doesn't do it how you want him to do it. He doesn't do it the way you draw it up. He just does it gunslinger style. It's kind of uncoachable. But, you know, a lot of people don't believe you can win with it. I personally do believe with this team, you can.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you about DeVante Parker. He's been injured. We thought this was going to be the breakout year. You can't control injury, but 34 catches, one touchdown, 400 yards for the 14th overall pick. Is this more about DeVante Parker, or is this more about the offense and the quarterback?
I think it's more about management. When you drafted DeVante Parker, and I believe there's two people who are in this organization who are part of drafting DeVante Parker in the first round, you selected an injured, often injured, wide receiver. And what did you get 3 years later? You got an often injured, talented wide receiver. I'm not so big on DeVante not delivering or not living up to expectations because I never expected him to be Julio Jones, not even this season. While what he was doing in practice was enticing, I know it doesn't always translate to the games, and I know if one injury took place, then it'd take him a while to get back to what he once was. But here's the thing. Everybody who's saying that, you know, his season is disappointing, I did the number with Zach when I filled in for you, Joe, and congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you.
Not your wedding in particular.
No, it wasn't mine, but it was my son. Although I was with everybody, without getting into detail, I got to.
It was an interesting story.
I got to see
there.
All That's of them. Yeah, no, everybody was together. We were full of love. Yeah.
What else? Trust me, Joe. Yeah. I deal with that myself. And you just put on a nice face, smile, and
you'd have been damn proud of me. Like knowing me, Omar, you'd outside of one of those parties, you would have said, Joe, you did real good. I'm really proud of you. Yeah.
But we were what were we talking about? Kenny, when I filled in for you,
yeah.
I did the numbers. I sat there in the booth and did the numbers. And if DeVante Parker wasn't, because remember, before he got injured, he played three games and one series. And the numbers before going into last week's game had him on pace for 70. If you extrapolate those numbers, what he'd done in the season up to last week had him on pace for 75 receptions and 1,200 yards if he had stayed healthy. I don't have a problem with those numbers. Do you have a problem with those numbers?
No. If he was, you know, the part of the frustration is the injury and the ankle sprain and seeing him not even running close to the guy I saw, like you talked about, all the things you said. I stood next to you and watched him run by everybody in camp and went, oh, my God, he's a different guy. Now I watch him limp and then try to run and limp, and it's just
mm-hmm. –
So part of it is when you're in, exactly, the frustration of not seeing him just stay healthy for 13, 14, 15, 16 games. Yeah, it's
you know, I was asking Jarvis Landry, and because Jarvis Landry, knock on wood, Jarvis Landry's never missed a game. And I can tell you probably there's on one hand the amount of practices that he's missed in 4 years. And I asked him, like, what does it come down to? And he basically said, you know, I don't always feel good. I'm injured right now. I just fight through it. And it's a certain toughness that some guys have and some guys don't. And yeah. I'm not saying that Devontae Parker isn't tough, because a foot injury is not something you run on. A quad injury is not something you run on. An ankle injury.
No,
high
ankle sprain for receivers is a tough one. I agree. Hey,
so I'm not calling them soft, but you know, there's a certain level of toughness that he doesn't have.
All right, well then that's a form of being soft, yeah, is what you're saying. I mean you try to say it, but you came back. Hey, real quickly, we've got Solo D in here with us, who's a huge Dolphin fan. And how do you like Turnover Chain so far, Omar?
It's my favorite song right now. I'm excited about what's going on with the Canes. I'm glad somebody made a song, and I'm glad it's Solo D. I just need to know, where can I get the song?
Man, go ahead.
Everywhere. Wherever you can type in Turnover Chains for music. Yeah, it's on iTunes. It's on Google Play. It's on Spotify. Okay. But, you know, we hope we use iTunes or Google Play first.
Let me ask you. It's got to be getting a lot of people going to it.
Yeah,
kids,
yeah, it
grown-ups.
It is. It's crazy, man.
Right?
Yeah,
you,
the reactions. Yeah, it's actually viral, man. It's like, it's a blessing. ESPN, y'all, the radio, everybody getting behind it. That's helping out. That's why I need y'all to keep playing it. I need the Canes to keep winning. As a fan first, but then as an artist too.
Listen, I've seen Solo D grind for so many years, and I respect his work, and I enjoy his work, and I hang out with him on the road. I encourage everybody to go purchase that Solo that Turnover Chain from Apple if you got Apple. I'm going to do it right now once we get off this phone, bro.
Yeah, you know,
I respect your hustle, and I support you.
Thank you, man. Spend that 99 cents, man. I got a baby on the way, all right? That's number two, man. Y'all go spend that 99 cents. I've been giving y'all free music 7 years. All right, go spend that 99 cents.
There you go. That's good. Hey, Omar, thank you.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly joining us here. Solo D, man, it's been great having you, man.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate you guys coming in with your Dolphin stuff.
Definitely.
Whether you're a Dolphin fan or a Canes fan, and the Turnover Chain kind of kicked things off, but you got a lot more good stuff going on
out
there.
Miami, I put on for the city. Like, I'm from Miami. This is a unique way. I just represent for the sports teams, you know what I mean? So it's crazy that Turnover Chain's getting this attention right now. So let's keep it going. Let's get to the championship, most importantly, baby. The Canes back, you's back. Turnover Chain, let's get 5 of them next game, and let's go.
I don't even know.
I'm just gonna keep the music going here.
I just hear it. I can't not.
How come
move
when
to
I
it?
Say Turnover Chain, it doesn't sound like that?
That's not.
Hey, every superhero needs theme music.
Damn,
they knew I was leaving. I love the transition, baby.
That's it. It's like when the wrestler enters the ring or leaves the ring.
Hey, man,
the music. That's
all
it.
I know is, we're playing that a lot Friday at 12 o'clock,
that's
maybe
right.
4 or 5 times.
I like 5 times.
Up in Pittsburgh.
Shout out all the Canes fans. Shout out West End Zone crew. Shout out La Familia. Shout out everybody on the west side of tailgates, the east side of tailgates. Shout out to Finstone. Shout out to Fanatics for the Dolphins. All my Dolphins fans, I love y'all. Let's go.
I like it.
There you go. Solo D, he ain't missing a beat right there.
Professional, that guy right
strong
there.
Strong stuff.
You kidding me?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.